Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, friends. Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. No time wasted today. Let's get busy. We ended yesterday by reading you Matthew 16:28, where Jesus said, "There be some of you standing here that will not taste death till you see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom." Notice that when Jesus comes, he will come in his kingdom. Take that idea. So we just need to figure out then when he comes, he'll come in his kingdom. So what will his kingdom look like? Luke chapter 17, verse number 20, when he was asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God would come, he answered them and said, "The kingdom of God does not come with observation, nor will they say, 'See here,' or 'See there.' For indeed, the kingdom of God is within you." Now I want to point this out again. In Matthew, Jesus said that some of his disciples would not die till they saw the Son of Man coming in his kingdom. And then when he's asked by the Pharisees when that kingdom would come, he said it will not come in a way you can see. In fact, people will not say, "Look, he's here," or "Look, he's there," because the kingdom of God will be within you. So whatever coming of the kingdom Jesus said they would see was going to be not a coming where you looked up and saw the physical Jesus. So how do we reconcile that idea with Acts chapter 1, where the angels say, "This same Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven will so come in like manner as you saw him go into heaven"? Well, it's explained by, first of all, the words I told you to underline yesterday, the end of verse 9, "He was taken up in a cloud, received him out of their sight." Then when you get to verse 11, it tells you that he went up into heaven. The same Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven will so come in like manner as you saw him go into heaven. So he comes out of heaven the same way he went into heaven, which was in a cloud out of their sight. The last phrase of verse 9 is "out of their sight." So he comes out the same way he went in. How? Out of their sight. What's our confirmation? Luke 17. Jesus said the kingdom will not come with observation. What does this have to do with Jesus coming? Matthew 16. He said, "Some of you standing here will not taste death till you see the Son of Man coming in the clouds." So what is Jesus talking about? Jesus is talking about a visitation of the Son of Man. When you complement this with Matthew 24 and you find out that Jesus tells them that those will be the days of vengeance, that generation would not pass away till they saw those things, then the arrival of the Son of Man in Matthew and in Luke has to do with the arrival of Jesus upon judgment of Jerusalem, the fall of the Mosaic economy, the destruction of the temple, all of the things that happened at AD 70, which accelerated not only the entrance of the kingdom of God. The kingdom, of course, was here when Jesus was here, but it ended the rule and reign of the old covenant and completely eradicated man's ability to go back to the old covenant. If you go back to the old covenant now, you can only go back in principle. You can't actually go back into a temple and offer up sacrifices and go to a natural priesthood because those things don't exist. And the judgment of Jerusalem assured that they could not exist. So Jesus's visitation, Jesus' arrival would have happened within the lifetime of those disciples, and it was not him coming to set up a natural throne in Jerusalem. It was him arriving in judgment on the nation of Israel, a judgment that the book of Luke would call the days of vengeance. And so I very much believe Jesus ascended into the heavens, and I very much believe that he did it within the framework of those standing there that day, and I also believe that he appeared a second time unto them, as the book of Hebrews chapter 9 says, not to deal with their sin, but to deal with their salvation. And so that appearance had nothing to do with Jesus coming in the flesh to them. It had him to do with him arriving to destroy and end the rule and reign of the old covenant economy. We'll move on from here tomorrow. We'll see you then. God bless.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.